Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, folks. Thanks for tuning in and listening, and we got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Stuart.
Okay, I want to start a little housekeeping note here. We're always looking for members to our Night Shadows site, and it's $9.95 a month, but it's well worth it. I want to read something that came in totally unsolicited. Here it is. I became a member of Night Shadows. She's talking about the membership site. This is the best decision I have ever made. There is a wealth of information included in this membership. I have been kept very busy reading. I am thankful that God led me to Mr. Best. I thank Mr. Best for all his efforts and time explaining where the straight gate is. And that's from, now I want to read Psalm 2 for everybody just to refresh your memory, because this is really what we're watching. All of this is the Psalm 2 war. The ultimate goal of all of this is the dethroning of God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision, and then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion." Now, this is a warning to all people in deep state. If you don't believe the Bible, you're going to. I, with 100% assurance, can say to everybody listening, including all deep state operatives, all communists, everybody that hears it, you will believe the Bible. You may mock it now. You may laugh at it now. You may think it's the biggest joke ever, but I guarantee you with 100% accuracy, you will know that that Bible was the truth. It warned you it was the truth. And your punishment will be well deserved. And what you do to the Christians, the Bill of Rights, the Constitutionalists, and all that that is planned will be done unto you. I'm not going to mention it any further than that. Psalm 2 is very, very explicit, very, very plain. And anybody with even a quarter of a brain cell still remaining can figure out what it says. So it's just a matter of rejection, unbelief, and mocking. Along those lines, because Psalm 2 takes a lot of different avenues, Beto says the police will go door to door to confiscate guns if Americans don't surrender them. Okay, there you go. They're coming out openly and telling you what the UN agenda 21-30-50 really is. This is what all these Democrats are talking about. People need to read agenda 21-30-50 and see what's in the plans for you people here in America. They aren't pleasant, including the confiscation of all your private property. There is no such thing under UN agendas as private property. Your homes, everything, are to be confiscated. Anyway, what do you think of that, Larry? Beto.
Well, I think we're finally hearing the truth from the liars. You know, they've lied forever. Now they're finally starting to tell the truth, and the American people are still got their thumbs stuck up their butt. I don't know.
Yeah, it's really wonderful. I got a note here. Classical music is playing on the live show. I don't know if you can people can email us and tell us if that's going on all over. If you're listening and you're having trouble hearing, Blog Talk Radio, I believe, is in on this in one way or another, and we're just going to have to eventually leave it and go to some other format because they're all in this together. It's ridiculous, and it's shadow banning. Larry's been shadow banned. In fact, you wanted to announce something, so why don't we do that right now?
Yeah, I know Standeo has recently had to go to Patreon to get away from YouTube and such because there's so much shadow banning. Anyway, there was I wanted to post today an article. I put it on my blog, and I also put it on my Yahoo group. I've been on a Yahoo group for years, but something's changing, and they're reporting as of October the 21st, they're going to begin changes that end in December, where there may not even be a blog, not a blog, but a Yahoo group anymore that I can use. They say all public groups will be private or restricted. And December the 14th, they're going to begin this situation. And it appears, and I've got some emails today after I posted that, that it's a setup to either get rid of politically incorrect posts, where you just can't do it anymore. You can't reach the people. You can't reach them with the truth. Or it's going to be so restricted, Stuart, you can't even put it out there anyway. So I just want people to know to keep watching my blog for updates on where this is going, because the Yahoo group may be destroyed shortly by them.
I guess now, from what I'm getting from a couple of emails, that they're only hearing classical music. They're not even putting our show up.
Yeah. Well, wonder if they're recording it. We're under if they're recording it.
I don't know. Well, we'll just keep going, but I'm going to have a thing. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if they are recording it, then after the show's over, you can upload it, and it'll be there for people to go to, and Dorothy can put it on Vimeo.
Yeah. This is typical of what's going on. Blog Talk Radio is part of it, as far as I'm concerned. I think they're deep state as well, or they're at least controlled by them, because all they do is do this kind of stuff, and then they always come up with an excuse. Oh, there was a glitch in the system. There was that in the system. We just don't know, and it's all baloney. They know exactly what they're doing. And we're just going to have another format. But remember what Jesus did say, folks, even though you probably can't listen to this particular show, just remember, if we can get it up, that the Lord said, the night soon cometh when no man can work. And what he's saying is deep state and the idiots that are running it, who are the controllers of the matrix for now, are having their fun. They're having their day in the sun, and very, very soon they will be in darkness unlike anything they've ever known about, and horrific, horrific pain. In fact, I've gotten some emails from some people who, a long time ago, who were shown visions of hell and then had the pain of it, and they said it was like sticking your head or your hand in acid, and that's the kind of pain it is. And that's where these people are going. They hate Jesus Christ. They hate it. They hate him. They hate God the Father. And they hate the Holy Spirit. And but unfortunately for them, they are not going to win this war. And it's very, very simple as to why they aren't going to win it. They cannot win it. But they don't realize that. And they never will realize that until they are taken to a very, very bad place, and they'll understand why they could not have ever won this war. It's the height of stupidity to even attempt it. But you can't tell people that anymore, Larry. Even the Christians are so apostate now. It's horrible. A new Bible quote from Barry Rothman. I want to read part of this. Do you have it in front of you at all?
Yeah, I do.
Why don't you read the words that he's come up with? This is about an asteroid, folks. hitting, as far as I can see, actually hitting the Earth. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, this is what's interesting, and I found it like you did today. I didn't even know he was working on it. And we know that most generally you cannot, the Torah codes won't hardly predict anything because you've got to know what to ask even to go there. And anyway, his title is Asteroid Threat, September the 1st, 2020, is encoded. And that's, of course, 5780. Now, here's it's 11 words or phrases. Number one, 12 Elul, 5780, that's the 1st of September, 2020. Number two, day of their calamity. Number three, close. Number four, to a side or beside. Number five, threat. Number six, sound the alarm with the trumpets. Number seven, impact. Number eight, the earth. Number nine, space. Number 10, target sky. Aim for heaven. Number 11, for their nations. And what was interesting, he posted a note on here, and he said NASA already knew about it. Says the NASA asteroid warning is of a 141-foot near-Earth object that will be close to the Earth, closer than the Moon, coming September the 1st. So it's really a real warning from the Torah Code, Stuart.
Well, it's very, very odd, too, that they give that he's giving a date, 1 September 2020, day of their calamity. And this is how I would interpret that. Close, to a side, beside, threat. In other words, this is what they're saying. It's going to be a close encounter. It's a threat, but it's really not a threat. But sound the alarm with the trumpets. Then down below it says it will hit the Earth, impact the Earth from space. And it seems like they try to break it up. Target the sky, aim for the heavens for their nations. In other words, they try to stop this. This reminds me of the Book of the Colburn, where it says the brave ones attempt to stop these kind of things, but they don't succeed.
I think you're right, Stuart. And I read down into his Torah Code comments, and he says the same thing, that he believes they'll try to knock it down because they have the weapons now to do that, and it may not work.
Yeah, well, if the Lord's behind it, it isn't going to work. It's amazing. I mean, you know, you've heard about these UFO encounters, and Friday I'd like to bring up some of these new sightings. Mothman again near Chicago area. All kinds of weird stuff is beginning to happen. We need to go over that Friday night. Here's one. Russia announces massive nuclear war games in the Arctic this week. We're being encircled, folks, a little bit at a time. Remember what it says about Gog Magog and the taking of America, Babylon the Great, over the poles. So anyway, earthquakes continue in the New Madrid Fault. You've had some earthquakes down there too, right?
Oh, yeah, we're having them here in Oklahoma continual. And oddly enough, if you pull up the USGS site, Stuart, the only ones basically are centered in something going on in the California Bay Area and then north central and central Oklahoma. It's really odd, and nowhere else almost is there any quakes at all. Matter of fact, I wanted to report that the guy that's a sensitive, if you look on my blog, his picture's there today. A couple of days ago, he sent me an email. He's in California, and he senses these things. And it's usually accurate. And a couple of days ago, he sent me an email and said, "Watch out, Larry, there's some quakes coming." And guess what? He sent me another one today. I'd already noted where the quakes were happening in California, but he said, "I'm in my chair. I'm sitting in my house in my chair, and the floor's rocking." He said, "They're here."
Wow.
And by the way, Stuart, I posted an article from Deo, and also Dutch Sense put out a new seismic unrest report that are talking about these California earthquakes. There's something really going on with the faults there. And I did see, and I can't vet it, but I did see a post a little earlier on the Q Alerts talking about some type of possible Russian earthquake weapon that was going on that was causing stress under California. So I don't know.
Well, we had that huge quake down there in the Philippines, right? Just a little bit ago.
6.5. Now, I got an email from Brother Ian this evening. It was south of him, but he said people were killed and lots of damage, fires, real trouble. It was a big one. It was shallow, and it was trouble.
Well, I think the whole thing's starting to go, and New Madrid is warming up. Let's get over to the Turkey thing. Turkey defense minister declares their intent, a Turkish United States. This almost sounds like they want to reform the Ottoman Empire. And they're going to go all out. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right. And I've seen some posts and reports from the information coming out of Turkey and that region. And it indicates that Erdogan is trying to form his own caliphate, and that he certainly wants a portion of Syria and plans to get it. And at the present time, we're actually seeing, and it's not being reported, only in the Middle East and Israel, that Russian warplanes are confronting Turkish planes in Turkish airspace.
Wow. Well, this is the parts of Greece, all of the Aegean, plus the whole North Greece, Bulgaria, Syria, Iraq, Iran, and more. Turkey launched the biggest geopolitical intervention in its political history with the Peace Spring operation. That entire corridor spanning the Iranian border and the Mediterranean is going to be purged. A Turkey zone, a peace zone, is going to be built there. And, boy, I did find an article. I'll get into that later. But if you got anything from Hal Turner on what's really going on over there, I know Russia deploys soldiers between the Syrian and Turkish armies. What's that about? I heard they took over our abandoned base.
Yeah, that's the reports that are coming out. And the interesting thing is, though, Stuart, I'm getting some information that it appears, you know, if you'll remember, as this invasion began by Turkey, remember I said the Iranian armies were moving? And it
yes.
What appears to be possibly in play is an oil war again, because it sounds like, if what I'm reading is true, intel in the background that's not being told is the fact that Iran and Turkey and, of course, Syria is trying to get them, too, is they're going after the Syrian oil fields that the Kurds had hold of.
Energy wars.
Yeah.
Basically. Wow. Well, if Russia is into this fray now, and Turkey attacks the Russian troops, would that not be probably the prelude to the prophecies of Russia actually taking Constantinople or Istanbul or whatever you want to call it now? I mean, it sounds to me like they've put themselves right in the middle, and Erdogan has said he's not going to stop.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. Now, there's two trails of thought here. Number one, they're going after the oil fields, but at the same time, there seems to be some that are reporting they think this is a stage play put on for those that are going to take over the region. And then we're also getting, I've heard also that Putin has called Erdogan to Moscow for urgent talks. So, I don't know. You know, all it takes is one real big mistake, and that could be a pretty good war going on over there.
Yeah. I found an article here. Let me scroll down. There's a lot on there. Sorcha Fall, by the way, came out with a really interesting article on it. And what's really interesting is the map that she has on it, who controls what. And it was done by Al Jazeera. But the map is really, really distinctive of who really owns what and where this is all about. And I believe Turkey is going for broke, myself. The Syrian, here's the article. The Syrian debacle is actually well-planned chaos. That's one of the reasons I read you Psalm 2, the kings and the rulers of the earth get together. Well, how do they do all, how do they bring in the new world order, folks? They do it by bringing down the nations one by one. For many years, he says, I have focused a considerable amount of analysis on the subject of Syria. Syria is so important, in fact, that the establishment has been careful to smother all discussion about what is really going on there in a fog of propaganda. And make no mistake, both Republicans and Democrats, as well as Eastern and Western governments, are participating in the lies and the misdirection. Obviously, the first and most important lie is a multi-sided one, and we can't continue forward until it's dissected. The U.S. has legitimacy in the original Syrian conflict. Well, of course, they never did, and the Bible talks about this. How we go all over the world, basically, and stir up all kinds of trouble. And that is one of the reasons why the nations of the world get tired of deep state, get tired of NSA, get tired of the CIA, and literally atom bomb it or hydrogen bomb it out of existence. That's the intelligence of the CIA. They're playing with fire, and they don't even know it. They don't even know who they are, or they don't believe it. Even if they were told, they wouldn't believe it. Anyway, it says the majority of fighters coming into the region were trained and equipped in Jordan in camps run by Western agencies. The program was called Operation Timber Sycamore. And that reminds me of 9/11 and the sycamore trees, and was launched in different stages from 2011 through 2013. It's clear, according to the evidence, that Arab Spring and the conflict in Syria were products of global establishment meddling in the area. The Bible says exactly the same thing. Weapons were funneled from the Libyan crisis, and that Benghazi, into the hands of rebels that infiltrated Syria, and equipment directly provided by the United States found its way into the hands of groups that would eventually become what we now know as ISIS. The Obama administration, Hillary Clinton, John McCain, John Bolton, and many others were intimately involved in Timber Sycamore. The war in Syria was entirely engineered from behind the scenes. Larry, do you remember when Putin kept saying, you guys in America, you keep saying, I'm paraphrasing him, you keep saying you're fighting ISIS. You're not fighting ISIS. You're supporting ISIS. Remember that?
Well, that's been the truth all along, you know. And what's interesting, in that list of people, you could add Lindsey Graham in there along with John McCain. And
yep.
Lindsey Graham came out today and just actually flaunted against Trump and Trump's withdrawal from Syria. He's having an absolute runaway.
Well, now, what is this rumor, before we run out of time, about Trump going into Turkey to Incleit Air Base and getting the nukes out of there and taking them to Saudi Arabia? What's the latest on that? And that will
now
really shake them up.
Yeah, that certainly is a rumor. And, you know, I talked to you about it. It's out there. And it's, you know, from what I can tell, some of the data seems to be indicating, and Hal Turner's got some posts on it too, that we've got about 50 nuclear weapons or so in Incirlik Air Base in Turkey. And apparently Trump is planning, if true, to remove them to Saudi Arabia. Now, don't you know the world will go crazy if he takes them to where Mohammed bin Salman is?
Yeah, I can't. Well. Oh, well, what do you do, you know? Getting back to this article, it says the original conflict in Syria is actually the current conflict. And I wanted to get into the UFO situation before we leave. Larry, we are getting more and more and more of these sightings of what I call cosmospheres, a long, elongated cigar shape, and then there's the snake ones. But then there are more and more reports coming in of the standard saucer-shaped UFOs. It seems to me that what are we getting in preparation for, the arrival?
Well, I'll tell you what, Stuart, what's so interesting is the fact that we're having this big flood of events that are all over the world right now, and a lot of them even over America. And if you'll remember, it's reported that these big floods of UFO activity is usually right before something happens involving Israel that's critical.
Yeah. Yeah, and this whole Middle East is a cauldron, and it's about ready to blow up in everybody's face. I don't know. It says, here's another headline, the Trump administration pulling all U.S. troops out of Syria. But then he goes on to say, this is not happening, and anyone who believes Trump is actually ending the U.S. involvement has been duped. It's also not the first time we've heard promises from Trump on the end of the wars in the Middle East. But, you know, Deep State wants their endless wars, and Trump even came out and said that. He said, you know, I tried to pull troops out of Afghanistan, and I was virtually called into the Pentagon, and they said they want their wars. They got to have their wars. So.
Yeah, well, you know, what you said is very true, and I don't know if you watched it today, but the Dems actually left the White House in a rush, calling it great offense, and refused to even talk to Trump about what he's doing. And let me give you this real quick. This was two people from Lou Dobbs tonight. One was that Joe DeGenova gave a real somber warning, and he was very somber about it because he says it looks like now the IG report is being pushed back further down the road. And he said, he's warning that we're watching the destruction of the Constitution by Dems and Republicans and the deep state government now. He says the FBI is fighting Barr to stop the IG report information coming out and stop declassification of the IG report data so the public can see it. He said that, and DeNova said that they are destroying the nation's Constitution with glee. And he said the American people are silent, and that's rather telling. And then a woman named Stossel came on, and she gave this warning. She said the Dems and Deep State are at resistance at all cost, even if it breaks America. They don't care.
Well, that's what they want. This is the idiocy of Deep State, and they really are. They're absolute idiots. Because they think they're probably, when this all goes down and the revolution starts and all this goes down, they're going to go down into their little hidey holes, their deep underground caves. They may even go wherever they can go with their anti-gravity devices. But here's what the Bible has to say to them. I don't care where you go. This is the Lord. I'm paraphrasing him. I don't care where you go. You can go to Mars. You can go to deep underground bases. You can tunnel your way under the earth. You can go to Venus. You can go to Jupiter. You can go anywhere you want. I am coming to get you, and you will not escape. You will not escape. You know, there's a great advantage, Larry, to insider trading, right? And God
yeah.
is the biggest insider trader in the world. Knowing the end from the beginning is a great, great ability to maneuver. And this is something Deep State hasn't figured out yet because they don't really know how to get outside of time and space and view the whole thing. If they did, they'd be on their bellies screaming for mercy for the Lord. This is serious business they're fooling with. It's just too bad. I mean, nothing we can do about it. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on, and we'll try and get on Friday night. Sorry if nobody could hear this, and I will have a few words to say to the radio, Blog Talk Radio. I'm getting tired of this. It's just one thing after another they pull so that you people cannot hear the truth, and I deal in the truth, the hard truth. and I don't pull any punches about it because I fear the Lord more than I fear anybody else. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Thank you all for listening, if you could. And we'll see you Friday night, if possible.